100 years ago, the fur trade wiped out sea otters in southeast Alaska. They were reintroduced in the 1960s. And since then, they've done really well. The last official estimate shows that there are more than 25,000 of them. But their success has changed their environment. Research biologist Tim Tinker says they're a keystone species.
That means they have a bigger effect than almost any other animal for their size on their ecosystems. Many of those effects are really disruptive to the existing commercial activities like shell fisheries that have developed.
Their primary food source includes shellfish. Many of them are commercially harvested species like red sea urchin and geoduck clams. They also eat sea cucumbers. Collectively, these are known as Southeast Alaska's dive fisheries. Last year, divers made about $12.4 million on them. Phil Doherty of the Southeast Alaska Regional Dive Fisheries Association said that when you add up all the divers, the deckhands, tenders, and processors on the slime line.
I mean, we're employing, 500-600 people for 4 or 5 months. So from an economic point of view, these dive fisheries are important.
But even if federal and state managers wanted to curb the growing sea otter population, their options are limited. For one, they can't just open a hunt. The otters are covered by the Marine Mammal Protection Act. That means they can only be hunted by coastal Alaska Native people for subsistence or traditional crafts. Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Kyle Hebert says his agency has a hard job managing the region's dive fisheries.
We feel pressure from industry to elevate harvest rates to try to take advantage of those species before they're gone. We also feel pressure and criticism for not reducing our harvests because of sea otters.
After a day-long meeting in Juneau, wildlife and fisheries managers, fishing industry, and tribal representatives formed a committee to recommend ways to manage sea otters. A draft is expected by the end of the year. But that's assuming the federal government isn't shut down later this month. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Patrick Lemons says there's a looming political impasse in Washington, D.C.
If we don't have a government shutdown, we would have a report available and produced on our website sometime early in the calendar year of 2020.
The continuing conflict between fishermen and sea otters is not new, nor is it limited to Alaska. Tim Tinker, who works out of the University of California in Santa Cruz, says it's happening up and down the Pacific coast.
There's no simple solution, but I think with all the stakeholders working together and all, people with different interests and different understandings of these ecosystems, I think there are solutions, but it'll be a long road.
He recently released a paper that says Southeast Alaska's carrying capacity could be 3 times the present population. That'd be around 75,000 sea otters. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.